circumstances, maybe in a stable, definitely far from home. The everlasting light entered the darkness of a world that had chosen to walk far from God. We're going to take a few minutes now to revisit that familiar story and consider what it really means that the Lord of creation, the architect of stars, the captain of angels, became a baby just like us, precious, vulnerable, and noisy. We begin in Luke chapter 2. Now, Joseph went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. And while they were there, the time came for that baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger. And then she repeated, "Please stay asleep, please stay asleep, please stay asleep." Well, the scripture doesn't specify that, but if Mary was anything like me with my little boy, by the time he was 6 months old, she probably would have stroked his head, rubbed his tummy, sung all six verses of Once in Royal David City, even the naff ones, and Jesus would have just rolled around the manger, woke himself up all over again, and then made sure everybody knew about it. Right from the start, the baby Jesus would have announced his existence with a shout. And since his very first life cry, he would not have stopped asking those who loved him for what he needed, unapologetically, because he was a real human baby, never saying, "Excuse me," never saying, "That's okay, I'll wait." He was a real human baby. The story continues in Luke chapter 2. There were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He's the Messiah, the Lord." When the angels had left them and gone back into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem, see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. You know, last Christmas, Pope Francis tweeted this. He said, "If the pandemic has forced us to be more distant, then Jesus in the crib shows us the way of tenderness, to be close to each other, to be human." From that very first night, this baby Jesus brought people together, even the most unlikely of people in the shepherds. If King Jesus had been born in a palace, what would we have needed? Invitations, carriages, arrive at this time, don't stay too late. Formal invitations would have been a must if he'd been born in a palace. But no forms of etiquette are required to just enter a stable. Everyone who wanted to come to Jesus could come, just as they were. So, hands up if you love to coo over a newborn baby. Oh yes, you do. I wonder, was the baby Jesus passed around the visitors that night? Did his little hand clutch onto a shepherd's finger? The baby wouldn't have stopped to ask, "How do I reach out to that stranger? What does it feel like? What if I fail?" He wouldn't have asked things like that. Instinct would have kicked in, and somehow the baby would have brought people together as they gathered around the manger. And this Jesus, he still brings people together today, even uniting the most unlikely of friends around the Christmas dinner table later this afternoon. Because this Jesus is all about love. He's all about community. He's all about welcome. He's all about hospitality. It's not what's under the Christmas tree that matters, says Charlie Brown. It's who's around it. We finish our reading at the end of Luke chapter 2. When the shepherds had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. As the shepherds returned to the hillside that night, perhaps Mary was holding her baby in her arms, or perhaps he rested across her shoulders as she pondered, "Who are you, baby Jesus? Who will you grow up to be?" But after all those visitors, his tiny body would have been tired, and the baby Jesus would have just rested, trusted, surrendered to sleep in the arms of the one who loved him. Nothing to miss, no reason to worry, completely loved. This baby was a real human being, you see, crying for what he needed, being passed around the visitors, and later simply resting in the arms of a girl who was the very first to accept Jesus on his own terms, regardless of the cost. So, at first sight, not a lot changed that night in Bethlehem, did it? King Herod still ruled, the Romans were still cruel, the streets still teemed with the poor. But actually, everything had changed, because with a baby's cry, God's kingdom of love exploded into this world. In just a few decades, this Jesus would minister healing and power and truth to thousands. He would die a criminal's death to satisfy justice, and 3 days later, he would rise, defeating death once and for all, so that one day we can be welcomed into a dwelling in heaven, all because God chose to make his dwelling with us on earth. We read in the Bible that to all who receive him, to those who believe in his name, Jesus gives the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. This baby Jesus is the child who makes you a child. I'll say that again. This is the bit to take home with you. This baby Jesus is the child who makes you a child of God. The Lord of creation became that baby who unapologetically cried out his needs so that we too might cry out to God in prayer. No inhibition, no barriers anymore. The architect of stars became that baby who reached out and received strangers to visit, so that we might know that he reaches out even to us, and we might do the same to the stranger. The captain of angels became that baby who rested, trusted, surrendered, so that we too might rest, trust, surrender in the arms of God, fully known and fully loved. So, the hinge of history is on the door of a Bethlehem stable. And now, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone, and the new is here. The baby Jesus came to give us life in all its fullness. And whoever you are, and wherever you've been, when God looks at you, he sees his child. A person he loves so much as to leave the glories of heaven and be born a baby. And nothing can ever change that now. See how much the Father loves us, John writes, that we have been called the children of God. Jesus is the child who makes you a child. And this Jesus famously said, "Let the children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these." So, children of God, church family, God the Father has been pleased to give us the kingdom. So we have a lot to celebrate and a lot to share this Christmas day and always. So ring a bell, call a parade, get this on the evening news. Let everything on earth and beneath the earth and above it, everything in the sea too, from the oak to the octopus, bees, birds, birds, buffalo, bacteria, human beings, take notice. Because we have an announcement now. The waiting is over, the gap is breached. Tell the lame they will dance, and the blind they will see rainbows. Tell the oppressed they will be free. Tell the poor they will be rich. Tell the meek that their earth is ready. Tell darkness its days are numbered and its minions to flee. Tell the warmongers peace will overtake them and cover their battle tanks in dust. So let the wind shake the forest and ripple praise across the grasslands. Let the mountaintops sparkle with joy. Your God is for you. Your God is with you. Let all creation sing his welcome, but whisper it, the baby is sleeping.